Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Today I want to look back at 2012 for some positive things that were done, and then I'll give you my wish list for 2013. 2012, number one, Russia joined the World Trade Organization last August. For us to take full advantage of trade opportunities with Russia, we need to repeal the old Cold War Jackson-Vanik Amendment. And we did that. Some of our language in the repeal hits Russia for discrimination, and they have retaliated by closing the door on adoptions. You can't win for losing. Number two, as the clock ticked down on 2012, we extended the farm bill for the rest of this fiscal year. That was good. Number three, another plus, the Bush tax cuts, which were set to expire at the end of 2012, were extended for most taxpayers except the richest 1%. And I found it ironic that the Democrats wanted them extended. Do you remember how they fought them when Bush proposed them back in 2001? Number four, the biggest plus coming out of last year was a permanent legislation to protect the $5 million exemption in the estate tax. And it will be indexed for inflation. They did push the tax level up from 35% to 40%, but we can accept that. There's a huge victory here for the family farms and businesses. Number five, finally, we know the drought took a heavy toll in 2012, but we did have good prices and record exports. And now let's consider a wish list for 2013. Number one, let's get a farm bill written and passed in a timely fashion. Number two, hopefully this will be the year to deal with our immigration problem. I'm talking about comprehensive legislation. Visas for seasonal workers is fine, but we need to fix the whole problem. We need certainty. Who's going to butcher the hogs and who's going to pick the strawberries? Number three, I want the Congress to pass a budget which cuts spending and puts our fiscal house in order. My farm couldn't operate the way this federal government operates. And number four, I would hope the ag industry could come together and stand up against our critics. The animal rights groups and those against modern farming are relentless. Our own circular firing squad is suicide. We have a very positive message. We need to get it out. Number five, the Obama administration is considering working with the European Union on a free trade agreement, and that's good news. And number six, let's try to find some money to upgrade the locks and dams on the Mississippi River. Number seven, and finally, God help us to end this drought. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.